It's Virgin Radio 104.4, morning live across the UAE. Sorry, Mo.
Oh.
Yeah, we got you. We got you, Aussie.
Mo, every time I leave the studio, they play the X-Files music.
No, Mo Farah, Olympic champion, let me just explain to you. We will sit here like you just witnessed for 3 minutes whilst the song plays, right, in the studio, and he'll be talking. When the song finishes, that's when he leaves. And when, then he's just gone.
When we're meant to be on
when
the
we're
radio.
Meant to be talking on the radio.
I'm
sorry, I got taken away. I was talking to Sir Mo Farah about his amazing achievements in Chicago a couple of weeks ago. I'm sorry about that.
I want to say, you've done an amazing off-air interview with Mo Farah.
Well, it's the only chance I get to talk, Sir Mo Farah. So you know what I mean? I'm trying to have a nice conversation.
Go ahead, Rossi. He's here for the Dubai Fitness Challenge. There's things going on, by the way. 4 till 6 p.m. at the Palm Jumeirah, the Fitness Village, on Saturday, the 3rd of November. That is this Saturday. Mo Farah is going to be down there. Again, four-time Olympic champion, four-time world champion, nine-time European champion. Over to you, Big Rossi. I'll let you look after the interview. Go ahead.
Oh, wow.
Take it away.
Cheers, mate. Just giving it to another Brit.
What's going to happen here?
I was doing some top stalk. Yeah, can we talk football? He's a big Arsenal fan.
Oh, man.
Do what you want, Ross. You've got a couple of minutes.
I just want to say, how was it playing in Soccer Aid? You played against Usain Bolt. How was that?
No, Soccer Aid for me was amazing, and it was all for a good charity, a good cause for helping kids around the world. And I was lucky to be part of it because, you know, you got the fastest man in the world, Usain Bolt, had Eric Cantona, who loved Eric Cantona, even though I was a United fan at the time.
Who's Eric Cantona?
Eric Cantona. He played for United, and we were the number 7. He was a legend at the time.
He was, He was an absolute legend.
And there were so many other players like Yaya Toure, Michael Owen. I didn't stay here all day and just...
Were you nervous when you were playing against...
I was proper nervous.
Yeah.
My heart was beating.
Were you worried about getting injured? Because, you could get a sore leg or something.
I wasn't worried about getting injured. I was worried about just being on being on telly and my mates going, you can't play football.
You know, Usain Bolt is trying out for a football league in Australia. Would you ever do anything like that? Like switch to another sport?
Listen, I love sports. As in, another sportsman just loves another sport. And for me, it'd be a nice challenge. And I guess Usain Bolt is so good at everything. He's so good at cricket. He's good at football now. And still good at running. And still has all the records. So it's just different. But I am enjoying him. And it's all about being able to enjoy yourself, being happy.
So when you're doing this, the charity game, it was really interesting because you have the fastest runner in the world, and then you also have yourself who can run basically the longest. You've got the shortest and the longest runners there on the field. That must have been amazing, man.
It was amazing. Like, as you said, he was at front, and they put me in defense to mark him. So everywhere you go, I would just be following. But there was one step, and he's gone.
Yeah. And he's huge. He's massive.
Yeah. He's massive. And actually, to be honest, he scored as well. That should have been allowed.
You know, it's funny because athletes such are their size. We last Dubai Fitness Challenge, Anthony Joshua was here. Have you spoken to Anthony Joshua? Because I thought I was a fairly well built male, I introduced him on stage. I felt all my manlyhood just left the room. His waist was to my shoulder. He is a huge individual.
No, he's a huge individual, and I know Anthony very well. And he's an amazing athlete too, you know, started from bottom and works his way through and you know, winning fights. And Klitschko, that was the biggest fight of his career, and you know, to pull it off from there. And he's generally a nice guy as well. You think? Yeah. I was thinking, if I was that big, man, I wouldn't be that nice. No, I'm just kidding. And the important thing is, I think, overall in our lives, no matter what we do, it's being able to enjoy it and do what you do best. And I do enjoy it. And just want to say thanks for looking after Dubai Fitness Challenge for me, a chance to come here.
Oh, this is
to
great.
To still do the runs and stuff. And at the same time, enjoy time with my family, have a laugh. And
It's hard to manage. Obviously, right now, there's lots of mums and dads driving their kids to school. Some of the kids are probably wanting to be an Olympian one day. Did you know that you wanted to make the Olympics? And how old were you when you said, you know what, I'm going to aim to go to the Olympics? And not only go to the Olympics, a four-time Olympic champion. Did you know?
When I was a kid, as you start from beginning of sports, so you go, you run for your club, for your schools, once you finish there. Then, you know, it starts to get serious a bit. And then went to university, got a scholarship. And then from that point, I wanted to be an athlete and I won medals in the junior range. But from there, I got injured. And I was out for like 6 months. After that, when I came back that injury, I was like, what do I want to do? Do I really want to take this seriously? What do I need to do myself? Do I need to go back again and study? And there was a point in my career, that point where I just said, look, I'm going to give it everything. Give it everything. And that's what I did, and it worked. And along the way, there obviously been a lot of hurdles. Not just everything just goes smooth. And, you know, you see on telly and winning, waving,
yeah.
breaking record. It's yeah, never it's as not. Easy as that. Yeah. It's always everything goes into it. Hard work, the dedication. And, you know, to run 100 plus miles week in, week out to continue on. And then once you win races and you have medals and you've got target in your backs, other athlete watches you, other athlete sees you where this guy, this is how he wins races. So it's not really hiding.
It's the pressure that pressure builds, right?
We're gonna talk about more. We've got Mo Farah in studio once again right now. If you've got any questions, feel free to send us a message 4008 or through the free Virgin Radio app.
Accepting Arsenal fans, right?
Yes. hang out with us, Mo. You cool to hang out for a little bit more? All right, Mo Farah in studio with us here on Virgin Radio. Mornings.